I'd like to recognize the presence of Councilwoman Kilpatrick, Councilman Cartier, Councilman Hollins, Councilman Smiley, Councilman Wyner, and Councilwoman Doe. It's your pleasure on the matter.
Motion approved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Minutes approved as written. The first item on the agenda is 15-068. Meaning fiscal year 2015 approved operating budget, revised public safety, appropriate $320,000 in additional state revenue, reimbursement to Department of Public Safety Division of Emergency Medical Services for associated paramedic costs for fiscal year 2015. Any questions, concerns, comments? One down. 15-069, amend the fiscal year 2015 approved operating budget, appropriate funding from State of Delaware Department of Public Safety from Newcastle County Police Employee Retirement System. Councilman Wyner.
Yes, I know we're reaching sort of the end of the line with more senior police participating in the older program, and just wanted to get a comment, if we could, about, you know, how police retirement system status is doing.
Vice Lewinsky, president of the FFP. I believe currently right now there's 20 active police officers still working in Newcastle County that are in the old county pension program. After 1993, all new officers that were hired after that came into the state program from that point on. So there's about 20 or 21 that are actually left and still participate in the county pension program.
Thank you.
Councilman Cartier.
I see this would come under my sponsorship this evening, unless Councilman Smiley would like to handle it, but maybe just a little more detail on this would be important for me, so that from the reading of the title, it's funding from the State of Delaware to the Department of Public Safety for our county police retirement system. What is the amount of that, and is this an annual? I believe this is an annual appropriation, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, Ed Melody from Finance Office.
Yeah.
And this is a process where the pension office under HR actually applies to the State of Delaware, the State Treasurer's Office, and I think these fundings are come from insurance proceeds. The important thing of this is that, I mean, this is a program that the state could end if they want to. So this is another one of these programs where we should have a watchful eye on as far as reduction or elimination of this program in the future. But it's basically what it is, we apply for the money, we receive it, we take it in through the county, and then it goes right directly to the pension fund.
Is this described as part of the contract with our county FOP? Or is it just, we just apply for the funds because they're available?
It's a program that the state offers to
Right. Great, thank you.
All your questions answered,
yes.
Any other questions? Concerns, comments? All right. The third item on the agenda is update on paramedic services. It was supposed to be a presentation from Chief Tan. I don't see him here. Is anybody else here? I am going to refer this to the next agenda. I certainly can't take care of it. I do know that our Director of Public Safety and Chief of Police, I happen to have to talk to both of them yesterday in Cincinnati, some type of conference, and I don't know if we involve anybody else. I'd like to recognize the presence of Councilman Sheldon, Councilman Taggart.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
Just to, I'd like to have this rescheduled for a future meeting, and all I can tell you is that I have the highest regard for our paramedics, and I can tell you that in the 8th District, we co-house our paramedics in the Brandywine Fire Company, which has proven to be a very good model. And I can tell you that they are extremely busy every day, meeting medical emergencies all over the Brandywine 100 area, and they do a great job for us. And they're special people that end up being paramedics. I certainly couldn't do this kind of job. And I just want us to, you know, constantly think about them and the challenges they face every day responding to really hazardous and life-threatening, you know, situations.
Well, certainly I'm looking forward to bringing it back and having a presentation. And I so often say, every time there's a shooting, at this point we've got shootings all over the county. It's our paramedics that have to respond. Every time there's an accident, it's our paramedics that are responding. Every time there's somebody gets hit by a truck, it's our paramedics that are responding. And I continue to be saddened by the fact that now on top of everything else, they have to wear bulletproof vests. So I'm looking forward to a presentation and hearing from them. Anything under other? I'm going to get us back to 4 o'clock. We don't have time to spare.
Yeah, really.
Anything from the public?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
I want to see the minutes on it.
All in favor?
All right. Please adjourn.